Hill Street Blues premiered on NBC in 1981, throwing lots of everything on the screen at once. More characters than TV viewers were used to seeing, talking more rapidly and intelligently than people were used to hearing, while distractions swirled all around. Here from the pilot is the first meeting viewers saw of Hill Street Precinct Police Captain Frank Farrillo, played by Daniel J. Travanti, and Public Defense Attorney Joyce Davenport, played by Veronica Hamill. She enters his office complaining about the treatment of a client by the police.
Well, what about it? Is he here or is he
elsewhere? Let's not get excited, Counselor. We're working on it.
How's this for logic, Farrillo? If he's not here, and if he's not elsewhere, he's lost.
We didn't say that, Counselor. Not lost per se.
This place is more like...
Look, Miss Davenport, the way it lays out is this. Besides being a pervert, your client, Mr. Thorpe, because he convinced the duty officer he was claustrophobic, got transferred to County Medical.
I called County Medical. He's not there either.
Now, that isn't necessarily true. A prisoner might be there or might not be there. In an official sense, depending on how
he could be in transit between facilities.
We could have gotten on the wrong bus. You know, those buses from County Lockup are not legibly marked. Francis, we ought to interface with County on that one.
Hill Street Blues ran 7 seasons, ending its run in 1987. For the first time, the entire series has been released on DVD, and our TV critic, David Biancooley, has a review.
It's very easy, and not at all inaccurate, to divide dramatic series television into 2 eras, before Hill Street Blues and after. Before NBC televised Hill Street in 1981, most continuing drama series were presented as standalone, interchangeable hours, starring the same characters. Every week, Mannix or Kojak or Beretta would investigate a crime, catch the villains, and wait for next week to do it again. Hill Street borrowed from daytime soap operas and presented sequential storylines which carried over from week to week. There were other innovations, too. Instead of 1 or 2 central stars, Hill Street featured a large ensemble cast. Camera work was often handheld and frantic, more like a documentary. Dialogue overlapped and sounded natural, as in a Robert Altman movie. Scenes of intense drama sometimes were followed by moments of broad humor. And the crimes themselves, and the solving of them, usually took a back seat to the private lives of the cops, officers, and lawyers who populated the show. In other words, Hill Street Blues sounds like almost every excellent drama series that's on your must-watch list today. But back then, it broke new ground, although it took a year and a batch of Emmy Awards before it caught on. Before that, the show had a much tougher time getting viewers accustomed to its unusual narrative style. As series co-creator Stephen Bochco says in one of the extras in this new box set, Hill Street Blues tested through the floor. But from the very beginning, it was wonderful. Daniel J. Travanti starred as Captain Frank Farrillo, a recovering alcoholic who ran a squad of inner-city cops who had plenty of problems of their own. Veronica Hamill played public defender Joyce Davenport, his secret girlfriend, and theirs was one of the most mature and sexy relationships on TV at the time. The more time viewers spent with these characters, the more they liked them. And that certainly went for Michael Conrad as Sergeant Phil Esterhaus, who opened that first show and every show for a few seasons thereafter by presiding over morning roll call at the precinct and concluding with the same sincere warning.
All right, that's it. Let's roll. Hey.
Let's be careful out here.
By issuing this complete series box set, Shout Factory has given TV fans a chance to revisit or discover a major turning point in television history. MTM Enterprises, which until then was known primarily for sitcoms like The Mary Tyler Moore Show, began to dominate drama as well. NBC eventually used Hill Street as a building block for its original Thursday night must-see TV lineup. Producer Bochco went on to L.A. Law, and another Hill Street writer-producer, David Milch, went on to NYPD Blue and Deadwood. The most fun in seeing these shows now, shows which originally ran from 1981 to 1987, is in recognizing a ridiculous number of now-familiar faces. Not just the leads, which included future NYPD Blue star Dennis Franz in 2 different roles, but the guest stars and bit players, too, from Jonathan Banks and Francis McDormand to Jeffrey Tambor and David Caruso. And there are the box set's extras, which include some very nice touches, including Bochco's story about the show's distinctive theme song by Mike Post.
You shoot your pilot. And at some point in there, I went to Mike Post, who I had a friendship with and a relationship with professionally. And I said, here's this pilot, and I wanted a piece of music for it that's completely counterintuitive. I want it to be melancholy. I want it to be melodic. And I want it to be very simple. And I said, I really want it to profoundly contrast what the visuals of this pilot are. He said, all right. And, you know, in less than a week, he called me. He said, come over to my studio. He had a studio in his house. It's just about four blocks from MTM. He said, come over and I want you to just listen to this thing. So I went over and he played me Hill Street Blues on the piano. And I was moved to tears by it. It was perfect. I said, that's it. Don't change it. Just the piano, the thing. He said, well, you can't just have a piano. You got this. You got it. No, I love it exactly. And so we compromised a little bit here and there, but it was essentially that theme. And it was haunting, absolutely haunting.
It's really hard for me to accept that it's been more than 30 years since Hill Street Blues premiered, especially since, as a work of television, it still holds up so well. It's a terrific box set, so good and so entertaining, it makes me hungry for another. Where, oh where, is the complete box set of another MTM classic, St. Elsewhere?
David Biancooley is founder and editor of the website TV Worth Watching and teaches TV and film history at Rowan University in New Jersey.